Welcome to Earth Eats, a weekly program of real food and green living. I'm your host, Annie Corrigan. Chef Daniel Orr is a strong advocate for local food and local farmers. Today, he talks about the fruit of the gods, persimmons.
I love this African-American spiritual song. The author is unknown, but it's from the late 1800s. Possum up a simmon tree, raccoon on the ground. Possum says, you son of a gun, lay my simmon down. Although folklore states that the fruit should never be consumed before the first frost, many varieties are ready and dropping from the trees in late August and throughout the fall. Another folklore spin on persimmons is that they can be used as a weather forecasting method. Just split the seed lengthwise. I do this in my mouth, biting down really carefully. Look at the little whitish sprout and find a shape of a fork, knife, or spoon. This is what the shapes mean. If it's a fork, there'll be a light snowfall, which would fall right through the tines of the fork. If it's a spoon, a lot of snow, which would fill up the little spoon inside the persimmon pit. A knife means a cold winter that will cut you like a knife. I love to remove the seeds and puree the pulp and put it in the freezer. That way I can enjoy the fruit throughout the winter in soups, pies, puddings, ice creams, even cocktails and cakes. There are folks who like to make wine, beer, and brandy out of the fruit, and still others that cook this nice puree down and make a molasses for sweetening all sorts of things. So think outside the box and cook with this wonderful local fruit.
Here's a recipe for persimmon and raisin bread pudding with ginger orange rum sauce that you can try at home. Grab a pencil and some paper. Here's what you'll need. For the pudding, 4 eggs, a pinch of kosher salt, a half cup of sugar, a half cup of sorghum, 2 cups of heavy cream, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 2 cups of persimmon puree, 8 cups of sourdough bread cut into cubes, a half cup of white raisins, and 2 teaspoons of lemon zest. Then for the sauce, you'll need 2/3 of a cup of orange juice, a half cup of rum, 1/3 of a cup of light brown sugar, 1 tablespoon butter, 1 tablespoon of minced ginger, and 1 tablespoon of cornstarch.
Persimmons are a wonderful fruit. The American Indians called them the fruit of the gods. You really have to be careful to get truly ripe persimmons. Otherwise, they have a tendency to be very bitter and kind of full of allium, which puckers you up. You can also buy imported persimmons from Israel and Brazil and other countries, and those are much larger, and they tend to be more consistently sweet than the Native American persimmons. The persimmons I have here, we've already made into a puree. Okay, we're going to make a standard egg custard mix. 4 eggs, add the sugar, cream, and then our flavorings. We have, again, as you've heard me say before, I like to put a little bit of salt and pepper into everything. We're going to add some of my sweet seasoned spice blend, a little bit of vanilla extract, another one of my favorites, lemon zest. Lemon zest gives you the perfume of the lemon without giving you the acid. And then I'm going to add some sorghum to this. Now, sorghum is very popular in the Midwest. It is something like a cane molasses. Okay, we're just going to whisk all that together. Add just a touch of freshly ground pepper. The pepper will actually bring out the pepperiness of the sorghum. Okay, I'm now going to add the persimmon puree. Finally, I'm going to add some white raisins and then the bread. Now, I like to use a good baguette. It should have, you know, a little bit of body and be able to stand up to those all these flavors, and it'll remain a little bit chunky as the bread pudding cooks. Okay, you're going to let that sit for about 10 minutes while you prepare your baking dishes. Now, depending on the type of presentation you want, you could either use porcelain ramekins, or if you wanted to make it family style, you could do it in a larger baking dish. Okay, you want to either butter them or spray them with a little nonstick spray. Okay, and then we're going to spoon the mixture into the ramekins. Now, anytime you have a custard mixture, you always want to bake it in a water bath. The mixture, the custard will just cook slower. It won't separate. The eggs and the cream won't break. Now, if you have a cookie sheet like this, you could put just a little bit of, we could put it in the oven and then add some water to the sheet so it goes up about 1/3 to 2/3 up the ramekin. Or what I often do when I'm baking a few of these is I'll just get a skillet Then I'll put my ramekins in there. It makes it an easier transport from the counter to the oven. Sprinkle these with a little sugar, and these will take about 20 minutes to 25 minutes in a 350-degree oven. Okay, next we'll go to the stove, and we'll make the orange rum sauce. Okay, and this is a wonderful sauce, very easy to make. Some orange juice, brown sugar, fresh ginger, a little bit of vanilla extract. We're going to bring that to a boil. Okay, and then once this is boiled, we're going to add the rum and the slurry. Now, a slurry is where you take some water and some cornstarch, and that will be our thickener for this sauce. And I'm going to add the rum here. And what you want to do is you want to get the flavor of the rum without a whole lot of the alcohol. You may be serving this to kids or people that don't really like strong alcohol. So what we're going to do is let a little bit of that alcohol burn off. Okay, we're going to stir in that slurry. But you'll see this as soon as it comes back to a boil. It's going to begin to thicken this. You don't want this a real gloopy sauce. You just want it thick enough to kind of glaze your bread pudding. And you can either present your puddings at the table or just put this in a nice sauce boat and pass it around and let people add it as they want. To finish it, we're going to add about 2 tablespoons of butter. You could use this for any type of dessert. You want to use it on baked apples, use it just on ice cream. You can keep this sauce in your recipe file separate from the bread pudding and use it on a lot of different desserts. All right, so now that the bread puddings are finished, nicely caramelized on top, a little bit of crunchy, we'll put them on our presentation plate. We'll take some nice homemade vanilla ice cream. We're going to spoon over a little bit of that nice orange ginger rum sauce. Okay, and that's our persimmon bread pudding.
This has been Earth Eats with special guest Chef Daniel Orr. This episode was produced by WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. You can find recipes, photos, and much more on our website. Visit us online at wfiu.org/earth-eats. Until next week, fruitiness is next to godliness. I'm Annie Corrigan.